Hey there, welcome to the Pittsburgh Steeler Power Half Hour here on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I'm Chris Pugh. I got my Ohio guys with me, Paul and Joe. Paul and Joe, how are you doing?
Doing very well.
Fantastic. Paul Yanchek, Joe Frost, and lots of stuff to talk about Steelers-wise. Let's start out. This guy has started to annoy me, and now he's back in the news. Antonio Brown.
Now he's back to let you know.
Yeah.
You shake him down.
He's kind of he danced his way out of the NFL with that weird dance. Well, he was with the Buccaneers last year, where they pretty much cut him and said, we're not going to bring him back. There's been talk over the offseason saying, hey, could he go to this team or could he go to another team? Doesn't seem like there are a lot of takers. Like, I haven't seen really any legitimate rumors.
There doesn't seem to be very many teams that hate themselves enough.
Right.
To sign somebody who definitely will quit on them.
Yep. And he actually caused a stir because earlier in the week he said, hey, I'd like to retire from the Steelers. And people freaked out. Even some people on our network, I'll withhold the name, said, man, maybe the Steelers should bring him back. Whoa, look at that. But 20 minutes later, he said, look, I just want to retire as a Steeler, not play for the Steelers. Two thoughts.
It's nice to want things.
Yeah, well, two thoughts.
I want to retire a Steeler.
Yeah,
can I tweet that?
Well, first of all, does it really matter? Like, I don't want Antonio Brown to come back and retire as a Steeler. But is he just trying to get us all riled up in Steeler country? I mean, it's just very strange to be.
Yes. Do you know when the last time we talked about Antonio Brown was?
When was that?
I don't remember either. That's why he tweeted that.
Right.
Because everyone stopped caring about how crazy he is.
But what's the advantage even of having your jersey retired? Because you're not retiring the number. Just have a nice day where he comes back and says, oh, Pittsburgh was great, blah, blah, blah.
No, thank you. And to be fair, to create a tweet, he only has to feel that way for about, 6 seconds. In order to tweet that, and he changed his mind right after. It doesn't mean anything.
Tomorrow he's going to retire a Raider.
Well, and think of it this way.
You know, the great tenure he had.
I've tried to keep good relationships with former places I've worked, and even places where I don't think it's ended as well as I've liked. But, you know, when you leave a place, you leave a place. Typically, you don't come back to work. I mean, it's happened before. It's possible, but usually you don't. And honestly, not that your old bosses necessarily hate you, but they're not going to go out of their way to have a special day to honor you. I mean, can you imagine? Call up an old place you worked with and say, hey, I'm going to retire. Can I come? Can we have a little presentation, a little cake? Yeah, honor me because I'm retiring, or honor me, I'm leaving the profession, I'm going to do something else. I mean, how many companies would really do that? Nobody, right?
I can't think of any of my previous places that would do that for me.
Right.
That would do that for you, yeah. I mean, I do. One of the places that I worked previously did have people go away and come back, and sometimes they would go away under circumstances that were not particularly clear. Like, I don't know if it was, they just had another offer and they went somewhere else, or if they actually were asked to leave or whatever, it gets secretive. But then people did come back, and yeah, I don't know. That's weird. It's just really weird, and I don't think it's not worth a thing. It's not even really worth a conversation right now, because he's not talking about doing it imminently. He doesn't want to say, he's not saying I'd like a one-day contract so that I can now retire a Steeler. He's not talking about retiring. He just said something.
Right.
And he's kind of like a kid saying, I want a pony. Like, what? Who cares what you want right now? Are you retiring, yes or no? And if he were to retire, who cares whether it was be as a Steeler as anything else? Because it's not a career that's going to be like a Hall of Fame worthy career at this point.
Nope. Well, here's another thing. And if you're out there saying, hey, couldn't they pick up Antonio Brown? You selected two wide receivers, okay? So you're now four deep at receiver. And we can argue, you know, where Antonio Brown fits in, or is he the third best or fourth best receiver?
Fits into a dumpster fire. That's right. Where he fits.
But one thing is, look at the last four-fifths of Antonio Brown's career. He wants the ball. It's not like he can say, oh, I'll be a slot receiver, and if I play 10 plays a game, cool, whatever. He wants the ball. If he doesn't get 20 targets a game, he's going to get ticked. And it doesn't...
He kind of seemed to feel that way when he was playing in Pittsburgh the first time.
Yeah. And Paul, you were saying?
I was saying that all's fine until week four when he decides he's going to walk off the field.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
So it's dumb. It's just not...
What would he have to do this time for it to be even more spectacular than the last way he quit?
I could see him walking up to somebody, like, ripping a hot dog out of their hand, and, like, eating the hot dog, like, walking up through the crowd, like, just grabbing their snacks, eating the snacks as he's going up the steps, and something
like that. Would it have to be a particular fan? Like, are we talking about, like, the commissioner or something?
No, just random people. Take a bite out of this hot dog, take a bite out of that guy's pretzel, just...
I got to tell you, on a semi-serious note, Antonio Brown, I remember when he first joined the Steelers, there were stories about, hey, he's a hard worker, he's quiet, and I know we change over time and stuff like that, but he must have changed, you know what I mean? I mean, very different than he originally was, and if you think about this too, I mean, the height of Antonio Brown's career with the Steelers, he was the best receiver in the game. And could you imagine if he just stuck with it? And if it wasn't with the Steelers, it wasn't with the Steelers, but not have gotten sidetracked with all the other stuff. It's a shame. I mean, if Antonio Brown had another 4 or 5 years like he had that 4-year stretch of the Steelers, look where he could have been. And it's a shame that, you know, it's not just that he left the Steelers, but his career never was the same, you know, after his 4 amazing years in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's going to be a very forgettable name in the history of the NFL now.
I mean, the last thing he was known for, when Tampa won that last Super Bowl, he caught a touchdown. But his stats, even that game, weren't super overwhelming. He caught a touchdown. That was about it. So, yeah, very, very disappointing. And it's over, it's done. Both sides need to move and walk away. I mean, that's where I kind of feel about that.
I don't think there's anything particular that he would need to come back and retire as a Steeler that would be beneficial at all to the organization.
Yeah, a couple of quick things I want to talk about. We're kind of getting near the time where, hey, it's the NFL, we're always going to see news, but there's not a ton of really deep news happening. But I wanted to run, this was one of the Behind the Steel Curtain articles that were posted. Let me mention 6 guys that are still free agents with the Steelers that haven't signed elsewhere. And let's just do a quick round robin. I'll mention the guy's name. Do we want to try to keep him or so long? Kalen Ballage. He was a running back for them last year. He started the year pretty good, just didn't play a lot. I know the offense was pretty much Najee Harris. The Steelers did not draft a running back, but they signed 2 promising running backs as free agents that people say are going to be in the mix to back up Najee. Kalen Ballage, any interest in trying to keep him? Nope. Paul, what do you think?
Nope. Bye-bye.
Okay, Joe?
I wouldn't think so. The only reason that they would keep his number and keep him nearby would be if there was some sort of injury thing in camp.
Okay.
Then he would be somebody who was at least familiar with, you know, the streets in Pittsburgh.
How about the great...
Making a new guy learn the streets, because it's madness there.
How about the great B.J. Finney? At the beginning of offseason last year, when they brought him back, we thought, man, maybe he may need to be the starting center. But, you know, they got Green. Finney didn't play a ton last year. He had 2 starts at guard. His second start, he had a neck injury, and it wasn't, he didn't come back. So there's questions not just about his skill or if he can make it with the Steelers, he may not make it, period. If B.J. Finney's healthy to play, do we bring him back? Joe, start with you.
I don't know. I feel like we've gotten a lot of new parts on the line that would be much more interested in seeing how they work out rather than continuing to go back to the well that hasn't delivered the water that we need. You like that? Is it for a nice biblical metaphor?
Not bad.
Are you a Finney guy, Paul?
I'm indifferent. I think with any offensive lineman, I would wait till the last possible second to show them the door. But I could not be more indifferent regarding Finney.
Here's a guy I might be kind of interested in. Part of my problem with Finney is he's an interior lineman. Steelers got a lot of interior linemen. There may not be a place for him, to be honest with you. But Zach Banner. I don't know if Zach Banner is Anthony Munoz, but Zach got hurt. I mean, he was your right tackle. I remember in the first game against the Giants, he got hurt. And he hasn't played since 2020. His contract was pretty high. The Steelers released him early in the offseason. But he's a free agent. You can sign him for whatever. What about Zach Banner on a very inexpensive contract? Because the Steelers still have questions at their tackle. Paul?
I would say keep him. He's a big dude. I would love to give him every chance in the world. So I would not mind seeing him back.
Joe, what do you think?
It'd have to be for the right price.
Yeah, I mean, the price was pretty high. That's why they released him. But, yeah,
that's,
I think
that's a big part of it. To get to have injury difficulties as much as he has, he can pay a lot of money. Yeah. So it's not even necessarily play. It's just that kind of inconsistency thing of availability and then high price tag. Then I don't know. I'd be nervous about it. But like you said, if he can come back at the right price and help us shore up the tackle position a little bit, add some depth, it isn't a terrible idea.
Joe, I'll stay with you. Another guy to mention the list is Eric Ebron.
No.
I remember when they first signed Eric Ebron as a free agent. You're like, wow. They got themselves a tight end because he came from Indianapolis. 2018, he made the Pro Bowl. 13 touchdowns for the Colts. He only had 6 receiving touchdowns in the last 2 years for the Steelers. Yeah. Lots of injury concerns. He got hurt in the... as he scored a touchdown against the Chargers, and he was out for the year. But you got Pat Freiermuth, and you also have Zach Gentry, who's really developed as a blocker, and Kevin Radar, who could be a third tight end, or Connor Hayward. Mm-hmm. They seem to be pretty stocked, but there's Eric Ebron. You already said no, Joe. Well,
nope.
injuries, or just you're not down with the Eric Ebron?
Just we're full up. We got what we need. There's money to be spent other places, and I just don't feel like a fifth tight end is something that we're desperate for.
Paul, any chance you would keep? Well, and they're not really keeping Ebron because he's a free agent. So any of these guys, when you say keep him, you're saying, hey, come back to the fold for a reduced price contract. Any thought about how Ebron could fit on the Steelers?
Nope. He could fit on the Steelers by getting a nice season ticket and watching from the stands.
He could be one of the people that AB takes his hot dog.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, he didn't do enough in his, when he was one of the go-to guys, to even blink and say, yeah, wow, I want to see more of that.
And even if he came back for the minimum, I think you have to be a good blocker. Ebron was never able to develop that. So if Ebron was good enough to keep that... Yeah, he had some drop problems, too. But what I'm saying is, if Ebron was able to catch and be a consistent number one guy, you could say, well, maybe he can't block, but that's okay. Our second guy can block.
Right. But that's what the Steelers were saying for years. But he wasn't a consistent pass catcher. And he didn't block particularly well. So he can go do that somewhere else.
Yeah, and there's some teams like New England who have used two tight ends before, like receiving tight ends. You think of even like the Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, and other stuff. But that's not really how the Steelers play. Like, when they play more than one tight end, it's usually one guy maybe going after a pass, one guy blocking. So I just don't see how Ebron would fit, to be honest with you. And then the last, well, two more guys. These guys are interesting for different reasons. Joe Schobert. Steelers brought him in from the Jags. He was a former Cleveland Brown. They were hoping he would be a tackle machine. He wasn't terrible for the Steelers, but he definitely wasn't worth what they were paying for him. And also interesting, the Steelers were able to pick up Miles Jack, who on paper definitely is you know, a better player, in my opinion. But it's interesting, Schobert's still out there. I don't think he's going to unseat Miles Jack, but what, Joe, what about bringing Schobert in as a reserve linebacker, possibly?
Again, I think he'd be another person that the only real possibility would be some sort of injury issue during training camp where just at the last minute you needed to bring in somebody who was at least familiar with the parking procedures at the stadium.
Paul, any way you would bring in a Schobert?
Joe scenario plus if we can get him for like a thrift store price.
Ooh.
I think he could be a backup, but I think like the Steelers drafted Buddy Johnson from Texas A&M last year. They got Mark Robinson, I believe. Their seventh round draft pick. When you've invested in those young linebackers, you got to trot these guys out first before you bring back older guys.
Right.
And I think Ulysses Gilbert, I'm going to say Ulysses Grant, which would be a different guy. But Ulysses Gilbert is a young player too. So unless they're ready to give up on these guys, I like Schobert. I don't think he's the worst guy, but I'm not sure if they bring him back. Joe Hayden, you know, we saw on social media he sold his house. He pretty much said goodbye to Pittsburgh. He's not any place yet. Now, there is some talk. I think Buffalo had him in for a visit or at least expressed interest. If Joe Hayden's okay with reduced role and okay with reduced money, which I don't think he is, but if he was, I'd definitely take him back. What do you guys think?
I would take him back. I know that he's at that age where usually for his position they don't last much beyond where he is, but until we have a definitive answer in our secondary, I would happily keep him on whatever that role would be.
What role would you bring in Joe Hayden, Paul? I'm Joe.
Well, he's going to have to be comfortable with, at this point, the role of somebody who is a placeholder for some younger people to get prepared and to get there. So he's got to really be able to take on a mentorship role and be okay with doing a reduced contract. Because, like you say, I know he wants a big paycheck some other place. Clearly, he's not getting it.
Nope.
And so he can either choose to take a reduced salary, or he can take a salary that is reduced to zero, and he can sit at home and watch NFL Sunday Ticket. So, like, these are your options at this point. I would like to see him in the Steelers secondary again. I think it'd be great to have him back out on the field, but he's got to understand where he's at this point in his career. In order to make it workable, because if he thinks he's still going to be the number one guy, that's not where he's at, I think, anymore.
I would like to see him come back. I just look at thinking that there is some team that needs him, like a playoff team on a better level than the Steelers could bring him back, and they could probably pay him more money. There was some talk this past week, James Bradbury was released because of salary reasons for the Giants. Some people said, hey, could the Steelers pick him up? Even though there's been concerns about him, he went for $10 million. I don't think the Steelers could pay Joe Hayden $10
million. No, they don't have that money available at this point.
Right.
So that's not even something they could really entertain.
Well, and I guess what I'm saying is, I'm not sure if Hayden's going to make $10 million. I wouldn't be surprised if Hayden makes 6 or 8 somewhere. And I think there are some playoff caliber teams that are going to say, hey, we could use that guy, and they could probably promise him a bigger role. I hate saying this because I don't like the Browns, but I can see the Browns possibly going back after him. Yeah. They have Greg Newsome, who was the number one draft pick. He really hasn't impressed a lot. They did draft a cornerback at 3, third round. But I'm not sure if he's the answer either. Mm. And Denzel Ward, he's a good cornerback, but Denzel Ward gets hurt a lot. So how do you know Denzel Ward's going to be around for the year?
Well, they threw a lot of money at him, right?
Yeah. Well, so I can see the Browns maybe after injury or concerned about depth.
Right now.
Yeah, but you know, the Browns can say, hey, take $5-6 million. And Hayden's like, all right, you guys could make the playoffs and I could start here, so that's better than another team could give me. But, you know, if he can't find that contract, I think he could find something in Pittsburgh. I just think a playoff-caliber team could offer more money and probably a bigger role than right now they could in Pittsburgh, which is okay. It's unfortunate, but it's all right. Hey, I'm looking at the time, and we need to go to a break here. So on the Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour. I'm Chris Pugh. Got Joe Frost, Paul Yanchek. We're guys from Ohio. And lots of talk. We talked about Antonio Brown so far. We've talked about Steelers who may or may not be back as free agents. And a couple other things I wanted to ask you guys about. The Steelers are opening a Hall of Honor museum at Heinz Field this year. Have you guys... I've been to a couple of Steelers games. Have you guys ever taken the Steelers tour?
No.
No, I've not done the tour.
Yeah, the first time I was at the stadium, they took us around, and there were some fun things to see. The locker room and other parts of this. But they're actually opening a museum. Now, I'm assuming this will be part of the tour, maybe? As well as... you know, a place that you could check out. I think they're going to sell admission to the museum, too.
Wow.
This is pretty cool.
How's it going to be different from the one whole section where they've got trophies and jerseys and that little wall of honor? Like, is it going to be a elaborate version of that? Or
I'm guessing they might even move some of that stuff. I'm not seeing it. It's just going to be near Gate B, above the team's pro shop. I think that's different than where that current section is, right, Paul?
It's like in kind of in front of the pro shop. So if they're going above it, I guess it's going to be a whole separate thing.
Yeah. So I would guess maybe they move some of that stuff up, because I would imagine the museum would have to have mementos that they would have in that area, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think they announced the first class, maybe? I'm checking this for you guys. Lots of guys that should be there. I mean, we could be here for hours talking about Steelers that should make their Hall of Fame class. Is there guys that we don't want to see in the Hall of Fame?
AB.
Le'Veon Bell.
I'd say Mark Malone. Don't have Mark Malone in... Mark Malone, not even just what he's saying now, but in the past, Mark Malone was rough. He was rough to watch. Wasn't fun. Any other bad guys that you can think of, Paul?
No, but Bam Morris better be in there.
Bam Morris.
He's a legend.
So you think there's got to be a place for guys that may not have been the Hall of Famers, but just cool guys that we love to pull for, right?
Yeah, I get Bam Morris, Bubby Brister. You know.
Yeah, Joe, would you endorse Bubby Brister being named? Maybe not as a best of all time, but...
I don't know.
It all depends on how much room they got in this thing.
But there's got to be a way for cool Steelers that we just liked, even if they weren't the best. Bubby would be a good addition there.
The Mr. Congeniality Award.
Yes.
What?
Paul, leave it to Paul. He always brings up Mr. Congeniality. Oh, well. So, okay.
I think I've got a... I'm trying to find a list of the people who are in there. They say there are 45 people who are in.
Okay.
I mean, you want me to list them all?
Well, I would imagine these are the best of. I'm looking at the article sure. Behind the Steel Curtain. You got
the whole thing's only a couple of years old, it looks like.
Okay.
They had a big pile in 2017.
Okay.
Which might have been the first year that they did this. So you're talking Bettis, Mel Blount, Terry Bradshaw, Jack Butler, Damani Dawson, Bill Dudley, Joe Green, Kevin Green, L.C. Greenwood, Jack Ham, Franco Harris, Dick Hoke, John Henry Johnson, Walt Kiesling, Jack Lambert, Bobby Lane, John McNally, Chuck Knoll, Arthur J. Rooney Sr., Daniel M. Rooney, Andy Russell, Donnie Schell, John Stallworth, Ernie Stautner, Lynn Swan, Mike Webster, Rod Woodson. 2018 class, Rocky Blyer, Buddy Dial, Alan Faneca, Bill Nunn, Art Rooney Jr. 2019, Larry Brown, Bill Cowher, L.B. Nickel, Heinz Ward. 2020, James Ferrier, Greg Lloyd, Troy Polamalu, Mike Wagner, Dwight White. 2021, Tunk Ilkin, John Cobb, Carnell Lake, Lewis Lips.
Okay.
It's currently a pretty underwhelming display.
That's what they're trying to make a thing out of it.
Yeah, so a guy in a museum, you could sell some tickets. The only guy crushed on that list, and this is an old school Steeler before my time, but Bobby Lane, was he more known for his play with the Lions?
I don't know.
Huh, yeah, that's weird. Because he was really well known for his play with the Lions. I'm not sure if he played that well for the Steelers. Because, like, didn't the Steelers have Johnny Unitas before he broke out, too?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, if I remember right, they did. But, you know, Johnny U wasn't Johnny U until he left the Steelers, unfortunately.
Right.
I am looking this up. Oh, he was drafted by the Steelers in the 9th round.
Well, we handled that well.
And he was released before the season began. Which wasn't good.
Bummer.
Yeah, wow. All right. Interesting. But I want to check that out. That should be fun. Hey, very quick at the end. The Steelers are supposedly down to a list of 6 for the GM position. These are guys I don't know by name. I mean, we could read off the list if you want. I mean, you might as well read off a list of... I mean, I'm not tuned into every GM candidate in the NFL, to be honest with you. I don't know. Are we trusting the Steelers to make the right move? Are we nervous about this at all? What do you think about the GM candidates?
I've kind of lost track, to be honest. I've kind of forgot they're still looking for one.
Well, news of the day, Lewis Riddick, who was with ESPN, he has some University of Pitt ties. There was some talk of, man, he would definitely come either as a GM or as a director of scouting. But today, he re-signed a contract with ESPN, and he told some media outlets in Pittsburgh, hey, I'm out. You know, it's not going to work out. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wish Kevin Colbert could stay there forever, but, you know, obviously he's got to retire and be with his family and everything. So, I don't know. I mean, I trust them. Colbert's in the selection process. Tomlin is. These guys are human. They don't always make the best decisions, but I've got no reason to question what they're doing. I guess that's my thought.
Agreed.
I mean... What else can we do about it? not too much we can do about it. I mean, I don't know if I'm really ultimately worried about it, but it's an important thing. I mean, the way that Colbert has shaped this team for however many years, that can't be overstated.
Right, it's an important move. I just don't know enough about these guys to say,
no.
Yeah. Holy cow, you better pick this guy or they're right. nuts or something. Like, I don't know.
Right. It's not like we really have a draft analysis for up-and-coming front office people.
Yeah, in the internal candidates, Hunt and Khan, these guys have been good for Steelers. One's the salary cap whiz. Other guys definitely helped Corbett out. So, yeah, I mean, if we can keep those guys, great. But like I said, I don't know what's the best choice. Or if, how do you keep those guys in their spots and bring another guy? I don't know. So we just got to trust them and hopefully they make the right call here. Any of your thoughts on the Steelers before we close up for the night?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think so. Those are the thoughts we have for this week.
Yes, definitely. All right. Well, check out everything on Behind the Steel Curtain Network. We're kind of getting into the doldrums of the offseason before training camp opens up where we're post-draft. But the guys at Behind the Steel Curtain every day keep you pumping with stuff happening as well as some analytics pieces about Kenny Pickett and some other guys too. Check all that out. And also check out the podcast. My goodness. Well, what's it now? 2,000-3,000 podcasts a day? No, seriously, I think it's like 2 or 3 podcasts a day. But man, if you want your Pittsburgh Steelers news and thoughts and commentary, check out every podcast that comes out, and you'll be a smarter Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Well, for Paul and Joe, this is Chris. Have a great night, everybody, and thanks for checking out our network. Have a good one.
Oh, how it rips me, but love makes me live for tomorrow.